Thank you for listening. This is Steve Goss, joined in studio by Mara Davis. As we do every Friday morning around this time, it's Mara's Music Mix, drawing your attention to the weekend's noteworthy musical entertainment. We do have your attention, don't we, Mara?
Especially when it comes to The Cure. The Cure is kicking off our music. Now, I think of The Cure, and obviously I go straight to the 80s. I go straight to the hair. I go straight to the eyeliner. But so many hits, Steve. How many times have you cranked up Friday I'm in Love, Love Song, Boys Don't Cry, Just Like Heaven? I could keep going on and on and on. The reviews for this show are getting raves. They play almost 3 hours.
Yeah, they did a show at the Hollywood Bowl on the West Coast a few weeks ago. It was a 3-hour show. They did 4 encores, and they played everything. New, old, and everything in between.
And Robert Smith, he still got it. I mean, it really did get great reviews. So that is absolutely at the top of the list. I am a huge Cure fan, so definitely check them out. That's The Cure at Lakewood tonight.
Buckhead Theater, an interesting show also tonight. The Jayhawks are in town.
Yes, so they have a new album out, Paging Mr. Proust, which I think is really, really great. Gary Louris has such a great voice.
Hey now, catch me quick before I walk away. Tell me if there's something I should say.
Now, Mark Olson is not in the band, so that's something that people need to know, that they tried to get back together with the Jayhawks, and it just didn't seem to happen. But this new record is really great. They worked with Peter Buck from REM on it, and they're sounding great. If you're a Jayhawks fan, I mean, this is going to be a great show.
Yeah, there's a country rock band that, for some reason, missed the really, really big time.
Right.
But they're really, really good. So
super, super band. I'm a big fan. And Folk Uke opening.
Yeah, Folk Uke is a couple of gals, a guitarist and a ukulele player.
You like that.
Everybody plays ukulele now. I mean, just a matter of time before I pick it up.
Ukulele is the new kale.
That's right. All right. What about, when's this show again? It's tonight, isn't it?
That's the Jayhawks and Folk Uke at the Buckhead Theater tonight. So I love a noodle dance with a symphony. How great is this? This is the Jerry Garcia Symphonic Celebration with legendary guitarist Warren Haynes. This is going to be happening with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, so get excited for this collaboration. I mean, Jerry's originals, great covers, and Warren Haynes, an absolute superstar on the guitar.
You know what amazes me is if you think back 30 or 40 years, back when the Dead were just evolving, if someone said, you know, someday major symphony orchestras are going to play your music, they would have said, yeah, pass me that joint, will you?
Yeah, nobody would have believed it. You are
exactly.
Absolutely right. This show is going to be so great. That's the Jerry Garcia Symphonic Celebration with Warren Haynes at Chastain tonight.
The next show that you have on the list is interesting in a couple of ways, and one is the venue. The Avondale Town Cinema, Avondale Theater, has recently become a music venue. And I remember when my kids were in high school, my younger son's band played there. They went to the owners at the time and said, hey, can we play? And they allowed him to do it. And I think for a year or two, they dabbled in having live music in this old movie theater. But now it's a regular thing.
I want to see more music here in Avondale because I think it's such a funky little town. And with the growth of Decatur, Avondale's right next door, and there are some funky restaurants and great scenery in that area. And coming tonight is Cicada Rhythm and Joe McGinnis Trio. I think to see this Georgia group, Cicada Rhythm, it's a duo. Andrea DeMarcus and Dave Chrysalis. These are Juilliard-trained musicians. I think this will be an excellent vibe. And Joe is from Atlanta as well, and I think they rock out. So I think that'll be a really fun, cool night of music. That's Cicada Rhythm and the Joe McGinnis Trio at the Avondale Theater tonight. Steve, I've got the apple-bottom jeans and the boots with the fur. Did you know the whole club was looking at her? Does your wife call you shoddy?
Tramar Dillard is who we're talking about, by the way. That's his real name.
And, you know, Flo Rida. I just want to hear Steve Goss, host emeritus, talk about Flo Rida on Morning Edition.
Well, Flo Rida is playing at Turner Field. What's so funny? I mean, come on.
First of all, I'm a huge Flo Rida fan. His latest song, Welcome to My House, is terrific. Hey, welcome to my But I think Low is one of the all-time great party songs. You can't not get up and dance when Low comes on.
Yeah, that album came out, 2008? Multi-platinum. And he sold, I think over the years, he sold like 80 million digital singles, which is like a worldwide record.
P.S., I'm so glad you're tracking Flo Rida's success. That is the true measure of a host emeritus. Yes, Flo Rida is playing Turner Field, and you can actually buy some like up-close pit passes. So I dig how Turner Field and the Braves are getting these big league musicians to play or artists to play because, you know, the other players are questionable this season.
Right. So. The opening act is the Atlanta Braves. They take the stage at 7:15 against the New York Mets.
Right.
And then after that, a warm Atlanta welcome for Flo Rida.
Shouting out low. That's Flo Rida with the Atlanta Braves at Turner Field on Saturday night.
The Atlanta Botanical Garden, as you know, every summer hosts their concert series. And now they have one in Gainesville, and of course the one in Midtown. And a really great show coming up on Saturday night. John Prine, who is one of the enduring musical storytellers, has kept the folk movement going since the 60s with a good sense of humor. And some gal named Amanda Shires, and I know her as Mrs. Jason Isbell, but I'm not sure if that's the connection.
Yes, well, let's say that this is kicking off the Atlanta Botanical Garden because they have another series. And yes, Amanda Shires Isbell. She's coming out with a new record this fall, by the way. And in case you didn't know, Jason Isbell is coming to the Fox Theater in September. Already got my tickets for that. But John Prine, these two have kind of made, not that John Prine ever really went out of style, but I think with these younger Americana artists getting together with people who are legends like John Prine are exposing a whole new audience to his music. And I think this is a great way for you to, you know, it's past, present, future. I think it's terrific. And as you mentioned, Prine is such a great storyteller. It's really a terrific show. In a gorgeous setting.
You decorate a tree, you throw it in the yard, it decays and dies.
That's John Prine with special guest Amanda Shires at the Atlanta Botanical Garden on Saturday night.
We have some good news, which is City Winery is up and running now.
Finally open. This is a really exciting announcement because we've been waiting for it to open for a long time. They finally got it going. And Jay Farrar is going to be playing there. If you love Sunvolt, if you're a big Americana, like Wilco kind of handlebar mustache, flannel shirt wearing kind of music fan, this is definitely a show for you. And I don't say that as a diss because this is the kind of show that I would love to go to. But you're going to see a lot of plaid there. Jay Farrar has such a great voice, and you'll be hearing songs from the 1995 album Trave, which so many people really connect with. I think that'll be a fabulous room to see an artist like this.
Let me just say that, you know, half my closet at home is flannel plaid. Which, you know, I can wear a flannel shirt in the middle of the summer. All I do is a roll up the sleeves.
Did I give you a hard time once when I saw you and you were corduroys in the summer?
Once?
That's Jay Farrar at City Winery on Sunday night. So, to me, this is the ultimate, like, you know, NPR kind of hummus and Chardonnay show. Steely Dan and Steve Winwood. I know you're kind of rolling your eyes, but there's going to be a lot of golf clapping at this one. Yes.
Well, I don't... Okay.
Babylon Sisters, shake it. Cheers. No, I love Steely Dan and Becker and Fagan. What a duo. They've been around. I mean, they're cranky. They're some of the most talented musicians. I say cranky because, listen, don't be talking while they're playing, all right? I know you have things to discuss about your subdivision, Buckhead, but let it go and enjoy the rock jazz kind of compo that Steely Dan delivers. And then Steve Winwood. Hits just keep coming.
Mr. Classic Rock, he defines that genre. Spencer Davis, Traffic, Blind Faith.
Well, You See a Chance, Valerie, Bring Me a Higher Love, Freedom Overspill. I mean, we could just keep going on and on and on. And oftentimes when he plays, he's barefoot. So look at that when he's at the piano to see if he's wearing shoes. That's Steely Dan and Steve Winwood at Chastain on Sunday night.
Also on Sunday night, a band called Wyoke. This is a band from Maryland. Is playing at Terminal West. And Jen Wozner and Andy Stack. Andy Stack is the drummer of the band. And while he drums, he plays the keyboard with his other hand.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I think they'll be a really interesting duo to watch. These shows that they've been doing are very scripted. So it's not a lot of improvisation because he plays such complex drum movements. But I wouldn't say it's robotic, but I would definitely say it's structured. But their sound is mellow and exciting and versatile. So if you like a change in your indie rock diet, this is a band for you to see. They've done a lot with NPR as well.
Wyoke is named after a large white oak, Wyoke State Park in Maryland, that was supposed to be the oldest tree of its kind in the U.S., and it fell over a few years ago. It was like over 400 years old, so they named the band after that.
Well, R.I.P. tree.
Yeah, that's Indie Rock for 400, Alex.
Well, yeah, get ready for some dream pop Americana. That's what they've been called. And that's Wyoke at Terminal West on Sunday night.